Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Julia Coffey from Mycoterra Farm in South Deerfield, where you're growing fresh local gourmet mushrooms. However, you, Julia, have responded, like so many businesses have, to the need at hand because of coronavirus and COVID-19. Can you tell us about the business that you just started practically the other day?
So actually, yesterday was our one-month anniversary of operating mass food delivery. We are an organic mushroom farm. We grow mushrooms indoors year-round, and part of our growing process is using a sterile laboratory procedure to inoculate and get all of our substrate material growing with mycelium that produces mushrooms. So about a month ago, as our farmers markets were closing, our college campuses that we serve were closing, and we started to see our restaurants closing, I basically panicked a little bit. Those sales channels amount for about 80% of our income, and we saw them drying up right before our eyes. It was a very knee-jerk response. I talked with some of my team members here about perhaps instead of going to farmers markets, we could offer a home delivery service. That was the beginning of mass food deliveries. I responded to a group email announcing that the Northampton market was closing, and stated my plans, and other vendors from that farmer's market replied that were interested in supplying food and collaborating with us, delivering produce across Massachusetts. Right at the beginning, Red Fire Farm jumped on board, Full Moon Ghee and Sweet Birch Herbals, Grace Hill Farm. Within 2 to 3 days, we built a website, and we sent it to CESA for thoughts and ideas, and that got rapidly shared, and our site crashed within 2 hours of going live from the traffic, and we have continued to refine on the technical side and update server capacity. Yeah, mass food delivery was born.
Julia, one image that has stayed in my mind is when we had talked to you, I think it was in the first week or not, you know, or so, and you said that you had a staff meeting, and you explained to us how you actually had to conduct that staff meeting. Can you share that?
Back in the beginning of March, we were already beginning to implement sterile lab procedures throughout the farm. I rounded up my crew, and we spread out in a very large radius out in the driveway. I explained the situation with the colleges closing, the restaurants closing, the farmers market closing, but that I was committed to staying in business and keeping everybody employed. It was a challenging dialogue with all of us wearing face masks and at quite a distance in the wind on a blustery day.
But you're used to doing this sort of thing because you kind of need to have that type of extra caution when dealing with mushrooms. Is that why you're so good at this?
I guess so. our mushroom growing process relies on sterilized substrate and sterile laboratory procedures. On our farm, we have a 7,000 square foot sterile lab environment, and all of our crew is trained in sterile microbial processes. We all have a heightened sense of, in our world, contaminant transfer. Way back in the beginning of January, I had bought my crew reusable N95 face masks just for their protection on the farm. So we were very well equipped.
Their protection from mushrooms, not protection from coronavirus, right?
Yeah, the masks I purchased are for use in the grow rooms where we harvest the mushrooms to help protect the workers from particulate spore inhalation. And when we use the masks in the laboratory, it's to help maintain the sterile integrity of the material we're working with. So we're pretty used to working with sterilization equipment, materials, and protective gear.
Who better to deliver your farm fresh food than people that were already doing this whole sterilization thing while they're growing mushrooms all the way up to this point? And so mass local delivery was born because of the necessity. And I'm speaking with Julia Coffey from Mycoterra Mushroom Farm in South Deerfield, but who has now spearheaded mass local delivery. So to where will you deliver, Julia?
Revisiting our radius, but currently we are delivering throughout Massachusetts except for the Cape and Islands and Southeast Massachusetts. So Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, Hamden, Worcester, and the greater Boston area.
So let me get this straight. A month ago, it became clear that a lot of the outlets you had to sell your mushrooms were closing up because of the pandemic. Your response was to create a new business, engage other farmers, and now 1 month later, you're delivering to over 600 spots, and you're hiring people that formerly worked in restaurants.
Yes, that is correct. It's been a big pivot for us. And a major motivating factor for me is the bigger picture of agriculture in Massachusetts. We produce indoors year-round. We go through the same growing process week after week, all year-round. However, for other farms, this is such a critical and urgent time of year. And for them to have disruptions in their income streams during planting and planting and transplanting time of the year could be a critical major upset to the local food system.
I'm seeing that some of the popular items through this mass food delivery, which you can find at massfooddelivery.com, parsnips, mixed produce box, Hilltown blue cheese, mixed veggies and greens. And there's a minimum amount for delivery, but you are accommodating those who are on SNAP with this as well, right?
Yes, and that is one of our major challenges, but it's also a cause we're very committed to. Food access is one of the reasons why I've become a farmer, and I don't want to exclude especially the people that need food the most. We were set up with the mobile market app that is available to farms throughout Massachusetts for accepting SNAP and HIP. And so we're using our remote terminals to process payment at the time of delivery. However, sometimes we'll have a box out and we can't reach the person. And rather than wait for payment, we're letting some go because it's really important for us, first and foremost, that people are able to get the food.
If you go to massfooddelivery.com, click on Shop Now, and it's got a list of all the farms. It's a very well-done and easy-to-navigate website, and I know that it's going really well so far. So there, you've got to be a little bit patient for waiting for your delivery, but this is a very safe and sanitized with people who are good, who are expert at making sure they're not going to get mushroom spores day in and day out, are going to make sure that your food is safely delivered to wherever you are virtually in all of Massachusetts. Julia Coffey from massfooddelivery.com.
Yes, I'm just going to throw out there a reminder to everyone that, you know, our farms are there for them and they are providing food for us, and we have to be there for our farms. And it's this relationship that, you know, really comes to the forefront during a pandemic. You really see how the national food system crashes in some ways, and it's really the entrepreneurial spirit and the resiliency of local farmers that's getting food to our tables now. What better way to keep our community economies going than to get amazing, nutritious local food delivered to us?
And Mass Food Delivery, one of the first people they went to when they were setting this up was CISA to get the word out about delivering all this farm fresh stuff right to you. Phil Corman is from CISA. You can find out more about massfooddelivery.com and all the other new incarnations of our farm businesses at buylocalfood.org.